dark and stormy Christmas night, a child was lost in the streets of a large city. A man found him crying and distressed, and gathering enough from his story to locate the home, gave him directions. Just go down the street half a mile, turn and cross the big iron bridge, then turn to your right and follow the river down a little way, and you'll see where you are. The poor child, only half comprehending and bewildered by the storm, turned about blindly when another voice spoke in a kindly tone, "Just come with me." A little hand was clasped in a stronger one. The corner of a warm coat was thrown over the child's shoulder, and the child's way to his home was found. The first man told of the way home. The second man became the way. This is exactly what the Lord Jesus came to this earth to do. A gift from God, Jesus came to lead us to his eternal home. I pray that this Christmas season that we won't get lost in the storm of the busyness and the hustle and bustle of what Christmas is and shouldn't be. The real meaning of Christmas is a Christ child who God sent to this earth to save all who would call upon his name. Christmas is a time of giving and gifts. Even since the wise men from the east came bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, people have been exchanging gifts at Christmas. But today it's became, I think, a little more complicated about this Christmas shopping than it should be. One thing the wise men and shepherds didn't have to contend with: the crowded shopping malls, Cyber Monday, Black Fridays. I don't know what that Black Friday is supposed to mean, but it's a shopping day. Or scurrying around the last minute, trying to get gifts, searching for the perfect present for the child or grandchild, looking for the right size, looking for the right colors or the right dress. Some statistics that I found for Christmas on retail sales: $460 billion in holiday Christmas sales go on. That's $460 billion. The average person spends $859. And the family has spent $451, $99 on himself or herself, $85 on friends. Boy, he must have good friends. $22 on coworkers. $16 billion spent on holiday decorations. And a little humor, 40% of people said they'd toss a holiday fruitcake without hesitation. But I didn't come across any statistics on the time spent that we spend on trying to find gifts in the right sizes and things. This year, just like every year, millions of people, both with children and adults, will open up their gifts. Some gifts won't make any sense at all. Some may be returned or exchanged for different reasons. But there's one gift that meets everyone's need. Everyone's need at Christmas. One gift that will never wear out, it will never break, it won't run out of batteries or in need of fixing. That gift is given to each small child, each youth, and each adult. Age makes no difference. And I'll guarantee you this gift has a lifetime guarantee, and that is Jesus Christ. God provided a Savior for each one of us. We are born into sin. In Romans 3, it says, "For all have sinned," that's all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So I've entitled today's message, "The Gift of God," and it's from 2 Corinthians 9:15. Because it's so short, I won't have you stand. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. In the King James, it says unspeakable gift, beyond expression. The New Living Testament says, thank God for his Son, his gift too wonderful for words. Words can't describe Christ. The Good News Bible says, let us thank God for his precious gift, too valuable to even measure by peace. ESV Bible says, inexpressible gift, beyond expression. But this morning, I'd like to share with you 3 points about the gift of God. First of all, the gift of God is Jesus Christ himself. The gift of God is Jesus Christ himself. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but ever have everlasting life. God gave us the gift that won't wear out. God gave us the gift that night in Bethlehem in the stable, born in the stable with the shepherds, Mary and Joseph standing around and standing in awe over the Christ child who came into this world to be beaten, to be crucified, to die. But what a precious gift the Son of Jesus is. But those who call upon his name, just as we had in the confession, can receive that precious gift in eternal life. I believe many people miss the point of what Christmas is all about. It has gotten so in our schools and government places and places of public, we can't celebrate Christmas. We can celebrate Christmas as long as Santa Claus excludes Jesus Christ. Some school programs, they sing about Frosty the Snowman and Santa and Rudolph the Reindeer, but not a word is spoken about Christ. A student at Lakeville Elementary and his parents have filed a lawsuit against the school in Lebanon, Tennessee, for allowing a Bible study group to meet on the school grounds. Texas Harris County has lost its appeal over a monument outside a courthouse featuring the Bible. The Supreme Court declined to review a lower court ruling that it should be removed. The county must also pay the legal bills to the woman who sued to have it removed. So we have a society and a world telling us that it's okay to sing something we know that is not true, but be quiet and don't sing about Jesus in the manger who we know is true. The annual Christmas parade in Redmond, Alabama, the theme was Keep Christ in Christmas. Atheist groups complained and threatened the town with a lawsuit. Isn't it sad that even we as Christians allow that to happen? these instances are getting to be more. And schools with Christmas programs are being told to kind of shut them down, get Christmas out of the way, that it's just another holiday. But God, remember, He gave us His most indescribable, unspeakable, most priceless, too wonderful for words, His Son Jesus Christ. And all who accept this gift may have eternal life. This gift doesn't change, it doesn't break, it doesn't go dead. John 10:10 says, I, Jesus, have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Isn't that, pick up on the key word, more? It isn't just abundantly. God wants us to have life more abundantly. Satan, however, brings temporary pleasure. That's what Satan does. He makes promises and pleasure, but they never last. Satan is a liar. In John 8:44, John says, there is no truth in Satan when Satan speaks. He speaks his native language, for Satan is a liar and the father of all lies. When a man came up to Martin Luther and asked him to open the door of his heart, and this man was Satan, so he could come in and discuss some very important matters with him, Martin Luther said, I don't have the keys to the door. God has them. This gift of God is true. You can stake your life on it. I pray that you can tell Satan, go ask God. He's got the keys to my heart. Reminds me of Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If you look at that picture, there's no handle on the outside. It has to be opened from the inside. God knocking at your door today, this Christmas season, are you going to open it for Him? The gift of God is Jesus Christ Himself. Secondly, the gift of God has eternal value. The gift of God has eternal value. There are many people who come to the nativity scenes, the live nativity scenes. Maybe they've come for years. Maybe they've come to Christmas programs that depict the Christmas story. But they don't see or recognize the wonderful Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, which is in Isaiah 9:6 as it describes Christ. They don't see anything special at all. People pass by the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in the manger and don't open the door. They only seek the worldly pleasures as their gift, not to seek the Savior of this world. For some people, that's what Christmas is all about. Maybe it's seeking material possessions, toys, more money, more clothes, and they don't want anything to do with the gift of God. A child playing one day with a very valuable vase, put his hand into it and could not withdraw it. His father, too, tried to his best to get the little child's hand out, but all in vain. They were thinking of breaking the vase when the father said, "Now, my son, make one more try. Open your hand and hold your fingers out straight as you see me doing, and then pull." To their astonishment, the little boy said, "Oh no, father, I couldn't put my fingers out like that. because if I did, I would drop my penny. Smile if you will, but thousands of us are like that little boy. So the worthless penny that we cannot accept Jesus Christ. Billy Sunday told a man who came to him and said, I will cut out booze and get on the water wagon. Good. What else, of course? I am a gambler. I will quit gambling. I will never touch a pack of cards. All right, what else? I am a bad man and I will live a clean life. Good. What else? The man said, if I quit these things, I think they cover about all. I will quit drinking, swearing, stop gambling. I will quit being impure. Billy Sunday, the evangelist, said, good. Give me your hand and say you will accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The man said, no, I will not. If I stop those things, I won't need to have Jesus Christ. Just like this man, not all people who hear about Jesus Christ will accept him. They want to hold on to that thing. They don't want to drop it. They don't want to open their hand to Christ. Maybe you are a young person here thinking that I've got a lot of time before I see death. Maybe I've got a lot of time before my time is up. But there's no guarantee in this life. It's not given to any one of us, young or old. No guarantee whether we will live the next second, the next minute, or even see Christmas. Why not receive him this moment? The greatest gift that God can give is his son, Jesus Christ, to you. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father. Maybe you're a Christian that has opened that gift, but maybe lately have put it on the shelf. You've been so distracted by other things and haven't given God the time of day. Or maybe for some of you, that free gift of Jesus Christ is still under the tree, still wrapped up and waiting to be opened. It takes a decision by you. It doesn't take a decision to go to hell, but it takes a decision to be in Christ in heaven. Don't leave Christ on the shelf. Don't leave him under the tree. Take the free gift of Jesus Christ and place him in your heart today. He was purchased with the blood that he died on Calvary. As the soldiers placed those nails within his hands and he cried out in agony, Father, forgive them, for they know what they do. Search your heart today. God has a gift for you if you will receive it. What a better time, today, this moment, to ask Christ into your life. We have communion coming up, the Lord's Supper, in remembrance of what he did for us. I just pray, God, that you're ready to come and sup with him. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your words today. Oh, Lord, sometimes it's hard to know what to pray. But God, you are a loving God. You love us so much. that you gave that beautiful babe in the manger for our life. God, help us to acknowledge you in our life. Help us to seek your good that you have for us. God, you want good for all of us. You want all of us to be in heaven, young and old. Each one of us has a time. Lord, you know the time of our life. I just pray, Lord, that through the message today, through the songs, through the scripture readings, God, that you've touched our hearts. Help us to open the door, wide open, not just a crack, but wide open. God, that we give our whole life to you, that the things of this world will pass away, but the things of above will last forever. Touch us, Lord. Help us, Lord, in leading us down the right path. Thank you for each one here. Bless this time, Lord, and the rest of the service. In thy name we pray. Amen.